This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Cogito, Ergo Sum, Reconciling Science, Theology, and Philosophy in Understanding Reality. In this paper, I explore the nature of existence, consciousness, and reality through a triadic framework, science, theology, and philosophy. Starting with Descartes' famous phrase, Cogito, Ergo Sum, I think, therefore I am, I challenge the reader to consider what consciousness actually is. Is it merely a neurological phenomenon, or does it point to something deeper, something immaterial, relational, and central to the cosmos? Using quantum mechanics as a case study, I examine the observer effect, the quantum eraser, and the potential of retrocausality, where choices made in the present might influence the past. These strange findings open the door to theological and philosophical reflection. Consciousness truly affects reality, then we must ask not just what the universe is made of, but what it's for. Paper engages with quantum mind theory, microtubule structures, and ontic structural realism to explore the possibility that consciousness itself is quantum in nature. I then integrate this scientific data with theological principles such as the Imago Dei, divine providence, and the Trinity, suggesting that our very ability to observe may reflect God's image within us. Philosophers like Kant, Berkeley, and Chalmers help me frame this inquiry, while thinkers like Aquinas and Augustine provide the theological weight. I also explore what it means for consciousness to serve as a bridge between body and spirit, echoing the tripartite view of human nature, body, soul, and spirit. Ultimately, this paper argues that science, theology, and philosophy are not at war, but are essential allies in the pursuit of truth. Each has its own domain, but only when integrated can we begin to grasp the full mystery of consciousness and the reality we inhabit. If you've ever wrestled with what it means to be human, this paper invites you into that conversation. You may find that the boundaries between observation and existence, between spirit and matter, between thought and being, are more interconnected than we've been told. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.